Joining us today on Dairyline is Chris Galen, Senior Vice President, Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, here we are into a new year. Of course, a lot of focus is on the key spots being filled for the new Trump administration. But there's also a lot of important issues concerning the new Congress that's coming in, very important issues to be taken up. And for agriculture, let's take a look at some of the priorities for the dairy industry working with this new Congress.
Sure. Well, we have some new people in Congress, but for the most part, there aren't going to be a lot of major changes in the key positions that we work with in agriculture, in the agriculture committees. The composition has changed a little bit, Mike, but for the most part, the leadership has remained the same. So I think the big question is, for the things that we want to get done that are specific to agriculture, what will be the windows of opportunity? And you have to consider that in the larger context of, there are certain things we know will be priorities for the new Congress and the new Trump administration here in January and through the winter. Those include repealing Obamacare and doing something with health care coverage. We don't know exactly what that's going to entail, but that's certainly going to be a big priority. There's also going to be a big focus on rolling back other regulations that the new administration thinks are overly burdensome or overly costly. We don't know exactly what that's going to consist of. Certainly, we think the waters of the U.S. is going to be one of those things that gets rolled back. But in terms of changing farm policy or making some improvements specifically to dairy policy, that's something where we're really going to have to be the driver of that.
Taxes, regulations, those will be key areas to be addressed this year.
Sure, and I think that the estate tax or the death tax is a goner. That's something that the president has said he would like to permanently repeal within the context of a larger tax reform measure, and I think that will be beneficial to agriculture, but that's obviously going to have tentacles that extend to every tax-paying person and business across the country, but that's going to absorb a lot of effort. And then you've got things like immigration reform. That was a hot topic issue, a big deal to those of us in agriculture, exactly what that looks like we still don't know yet. So certainly a lot of uncertain issues here, but when you add up all those things, we haven't even mentioned yet about what may happen with trade policy, what you have to remember is that there's only so much oxygen in the room, so to speak. There's only so many hours in the day on Capitol Hill to consider all those things.
Trade is certainly key. We know that Donald Trump's choice for trade representative is Robert Lighthizer, although it looks like he plans to go with kind of a team approach. Lighthizer working with Wilbur Ross, heading up the Commerce Department, and Peter Navarro from the newly created White House National Trade Council. But certainly how they approach trade, coming off what we heard in the election, that's going to be very critical for agriculture.
Sure, because one of the things that they have been talking about here is whether or not some of our key trading partners, including Mexico and China, no surprises there, are playing by the rules. Our message has been is that those are important markets for us, so we need to move carefully with what we do. We also need to hold another key trading partner's feet to the fire, and that's Canada. Canada has, in the last year or so, really been flouting its existing trade commitments regarding access for U.S. dairy products. So we would certainly add that to the work list of that new trade team that you mentioned for things that they need to look at. But I think overall, Mike, that the main message we want to deliver is, and this is not just specific to dairy, it's really true for just about all of agriculture. We have really benefited in the last 10 or 15 years from opportunities to export more of our dairy products and other farm products, and we don't want to see that throw the baby out with the bathwater is a phrase I will use. We don't want to see that lost, because that would really come at a critical time when we're certainly seeing more production come online of all commodities. Prices are lower as a result, and so we don't want to do anything that would roll back that progress.
That's Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, joining us today on Dairyline.